Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I thank you for being with me on this December 14th day, 2019. We're going to be taking a look at what I can do for you and the world. I get these interesting questions. I think people are frustrated. They're trying to understand, you know, what it means to work on yourself, what most people would think of as being maybe spiritual, and how that affects human life in the world, or at least helps them. So I have a lot to say on this subject, and I'm grateful for these emails. These came in over the past 3 months, and I've been collecting them and maneuvering them around into a program for you. I want to remind you, we're at the almost the last 2 weeks of our fundraising drive for Aspire. Our mystery donor, who has been most generous this year in helping us stay on the air, we would not be on the air if it were not for him, is going to match your donations dollar for dollar if you are willing to make a donation that, you know, anything you would do, especially becoming a sponsor. This is a very big deal to us because in your sponsorship, monthly or quarterly, your gifts go to sustain this work and help me go to hospice and do my Batmo project, as well as radio and TV. It is all there because of your generosity. So I'm hoping that you will become a sponsor and help us to sustain our program. And our donor will match. That's really a wonderful thing that he does. He's doesn't have to do all of this for us, but here he is doing it. And I am humbly grateful for his loving kindness. So there you are. If you make a gift, you become a monthly or a quarterly donor, and you can go to the website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org. You will see on the splash page about our year-end donations, and you can find out how to become a sponsor. For your sponsorship, you get some real goodies. Podcast, videocast, commentaries, all of my commentaries. I do 2 a month, and you have access to, you know, literally all of the ones I've done. And there is quite a huge number of those. And you also get the message of the month and access to 200 and something discourses I did for each of the TV series that you see on the website at aspire.org. They're all there, from The Sound of One Hand Clapping to The Tao to The Eightfold Path of Buddha. They're all there for you to help you, and I think you'll find them very, very interesting. So there you are. All right, let's get on with the questions here. First one comes from Karen. This is really a good question. We have to live in this world. It is hard and difficult. People are mean. So, Gregory Penn, how do you help me live in this world? I help you live, Karen. And I don't know where you live. I help you live by not allowing the world to live in you. Your body may live in this world, and your human mind lives in this world. In fact, it is the author of our worldly situations and our conditions. That is true. That is true. But I'm here to help you not let the world live in you, as Jesus said. Live in the world, but do not let the world live in you. Now, what does that even mean, Karen? I mean, do you even understand that? Probably not. Because we tend to unite or think of ourselves in this world as people of the flesh. We live in the flesh as the flesh. So any condition, circumstance, or condition that comes to us in the outer world, we allow ourselves to be susceptible to, actually, through the collective unconscious. And the collective unconscious is everybody's thoughts mingling together, creating that that cloud, that whole big deal of this fog of stupidity and pain and sorrow and selfishness and pride and vanity. It's all there. And whether you believe it or not, you and I, without knowing it, because if we are not conscious, we start sucking off the tit of that and coming to conditions and circumstances, coming to conclusions about what's going on in this world, in ourselves, via that collective unconscious. Now, I've probably already lost you here, so forgive me, but that is the circumstances we're in. You must never, never believe the circumstances you're in as compared to the state of love that you are. This is how I try to help people to realize you are not the circumstance. You are not the condition. You are the state of being that is love itself. And when love is that state of being, when you want love more than wanting what you think you love, that is when a profound change begins to occur within each and every one of us. It is very sad to me, the way we live our life. We live in this world and we let the world define us. We let the world tell us who we are, who we're not. We let the world be whatever it is in order to survive. The circumstance, the threshold, the meter of our living, of our value, of our worth, we miss the whole thing. So it is very important that you and I begin to build consciousness. You ask me, you know, so Gregory Penn, how do you help me live in this world? I help you live not as the world. I help you live within yourself as love itself. I'm not interested in helping you in this world. I can't help you in this world. You have your genetics and your DNA, which are very strong connections to your body, which is connected to worldly situations, and I have no way of helping you. I have no jurisdiction in any of that. You do. It's up to you. It will take discipline on your part. It will take an immense amount of compassion and mercy on your part. You're going to have to change the way you live from within yourself on your part. I can't do that for you. You must do that on your own. And if you are willing to do that on your own, if you can do that on your own, then something of the other shore could open up for you. But the problem is that most people don't go there. You know, I have had a lot of students in my day, Karen, a lot. And most of them are pretty half-assed. They don't put a lot of effort into this. They're looking for a cure for their outer life. Well, this isn't working out. That isn't going well. And so they want some kind of miracle cure for their life. And there are people out there who believe in these quote-unquote miracles, and they want miracles in their life. A miracle is a facade. It's a joke. There are no miracles. If something changes in our life, shall we say, for the quote-unquote good, it isn't a miracle. It is the way. It is the light. It is the breadth and width of conscious living. And it is not a result of being better than or having a better than philosophy or whatever people want to think. We're here to live in the way. We have our karma. We do. And to ignore karma for the sake of wanting a miracle to happen that makes us happy or more comfortable or whatever is simply immature. And people love to buy this. They want to buy it with all of their heart, their soul, their strength, and think that, well, if they say the right things, if they affirm the right things, that their life will change. No, your life will not change. The only change you will find is when you and I awaken to love within us. That is consciousness. That takes consciousness. That requires consciousness. That requires practice, discipline. It requires the ability to seek beyond the ideals and ideas of just the human body and its premise of birth and death, over and over and over again. There's so much that is involved in the whole process of spiritual awakening. And if you go into it in a half-assed way, you're not going to be able to maintain the insight. You won't be able to comprehend beyond your mental conception and premise of life. So it's very difficult for most people to understand all this. They just, frankly, do not get it. But if you start to work on yourself ever so slightly, you will begin to understand ever so deeply how beautiful your life is. And how you and I are negating that by wanting more than what's happening now. It's a very big deal in people's lives. Karen, you're right. This world is difficult. It's hard. And it's hard and difficult because, one, we're overpopulated, and two, we are very mean-spirited people, and we're fighting for our survival, and that to me is really very sad. It just is. We have not and do not seem to care about learning how to love one another, work with one another, and become one with one another. There you are. Not a very gratifying answer, eh? Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question. This comes from Susan. She does not tell me where she lives either. More suicides than ever are in the news. The truth is, and this is very true, held back from us. The government doesn't want us to know why, how many of our soldiers are coming back and committing suicide. How do you help me understand all of this in this world? Suicides really bother me, Susan. Suicides. People commit them all the time, and that doesn't mean that they end their life. Suicide is when I put emotion before my heart. I act out and live out my emotions more than I would live and concentrate and focus on the authentic heart. You and I commit suicide all the time when we hold vengeance and pride against another person that we think has hurt us. That's suicide. We commit suicide when we could give, but don't give because of whatever reason. We commit suicide when we do not forgive our enemy as ourself. That's suicide. There are many, many ways of doing it. You have time to meditate, and you want to watch TV or do something you think is more important. That's a form of suicide. Whenever we are killing our spirit for the sake of the gratification of our emotionality, we are committing suicide. And this goes on and on and on within us. I have seen people do horrendous things for the sake of their pride, their vanity, and their comfort, their human comfort. I see it all the time. I see it at hospice. I see it in my work with my counselees. They just don't want to go within. It's just becoming too hard. And in some people's, you know, lives, it's impossible. You must do the difficult before it becomes impossible. If you don't, you miss the meaning of every single second that is going on in the course of your lifetime. You miss it. And you got to ask, do I want to miss this? Do I want to miss the meaning of my life? Now, you know, how do you tell someone this is not the way? The way maybe of vengeance or pride or vanity. How do you tell someone that? How do you get that going in a person's life and say, no, love those who despitefully use you? How do you tell someone that? That's a real difficult one. Forgive them. Love them that despitefully use you. Ugh, Jesus' words, they just grind on our ego. And the ego goes, no, I know what's right. I'm in justice. I've had colleagues do this. Colleagues. Because I taught something different, still do, than from the format of the conventional. And, you know, you would think that your colleagues would be more prone to maturing. But people aren't interested in maturing. They're interested in self-gratification, self-righteousness, self-preservation. These are the things that we're most interested in. So when you talk about the idea, Susan, of truth being held back from us and why people commit suicide, if you look at our world, it is a very, very, very difficult world to live in. It is. And we have made it so. We have made this so difficult in our life. Do we want to change it? Do we want to move away from it? Do we want to rise above it? Do we want to transform in it? This world is meant to be a place of personal transformation. It is about ascending inside of us from human love to authentic love. It is about leaving the past behind, understanding how it is incorporated in our present lifestyle, in our present world. It is about something far bigger, far more important than just living our life for the sake of wanting things to work out the way we want them to work out so we can be comfortable. You're right, Susan. Many things are withheld from us. The American public has been conned into believing through the propaganda of government that these wars that we are in are to protect what we think we are, which is a democracy, which we're not, we're a republic, and to protect our quote-unquote freedoms, which we don't have freedoms. For anything you want to do, there is a law telling you, you really can't do it. So you really have to understand what you're involved in here and then realize the futility of trying to change things in the world. We are not here to change the government. You're not here to change society. This is not what it's all about. And try as people will, and they have for centuries, to do such silly things, they fail miserably. Look where we are. Look where we are. So what is there to do? So hear me on this, Susan. We're here to transcend, to go beyond this world, to live in the world but not let the world live in us, to use what it is that is here as a catalyst for inner awakening, for spiritual awakening. And then when this comes, this awakening, it will be in proportion to your karma. You will understand why you are here. Understanding the nature of your life here on earth is a very important thing to do. Most people won't do it. But it is a fact of life. To come to this place where the flower unfolds in your heart, the flower of love, the flower of kindness, and to nurture that flower with your attention, with your compassion, with your forgiveness. To see the meaning of your existence upon the face of your own life. That is something that no one can take away from you. It makes the statement Jesus made as he was dying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, even more potent than ever before. Susan, don't get pessimistic. Don't get optimistic. Get real. There's nothing in this world for any of us. The body is falling apart. The world is falling apart. What are we here to do? To transcend all of that with love, in love. Come what may, let love live you. That's the ultimate truth of it all. And if you do that, oh, much can happen. Thank you, Susan, for your question, and thank you for your kind comments and listening to Aspire. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question, and this person wanted to remain anonymous. Can there be a better life for any of us here on Earth? Really? I don't know what you call a better life. You know, I really don't. What is a better life? The life I have is the one I've lived. The life I have is a culmination and an accumulation of my karma and everything that I've ever done in any lifetime ever. Do I want a better life? This is the life I have dealt myself. I am not here to consider the idea of a better life. It isn't a better life that I seek. It is a real life, an authentic life that I seek. Most people do not do that. They don't have the inner courage to face what they've done to their lives and to themselves. They don't want to see it. They don't want to understand it. They don't even understand how it pertains to them. They just don't get it. But if you start to get this meaningful life that lives within you, if you start to understand the bigger picture of everything, a picture that the human mind cannot accept nor understand because it's based in self-preservation and that's based in the human heart, if that is the only way a person can live, that is the only way they're going to find the ability to live, and life is going to appear to them to be terribly misunderstood and hurt. So, better life? I want a more meaningful life. You want to, hopefully, a more meaningful life. A life where the meaning and the substance of your living creates goodness within you. A goodness that can't be translated into words. This goodness that I speak of is the state of love. And it is the only thing worth living for. To achieve a sense of love, a oneness in love, a oneness in goodness, a oneness in the universe, this is an amazing thing. This transcends human belief. This transcends human desire, ambition, and pride. This translates into living consciously. And the good that can be derived out of that, I don't know. I really don't. All I know is how grateful I am for my own life. How grateful I am to be here on the radio with you. How grateful I am to be able to share with you. Is it popular what I give you? No. Is it common? No. Is it something that anyone can understand? No. It takes a very unique person to understand this way and this authenticity of love. But once it is understood, once it is realized, the goodness of life becomes authentic. And then there is nothing more important than being authentic. Anyway, I hope that answers your question, and I hope it helps you deeply. I really do. It's a very difficult subject for most people. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Become a sponsor. Make a donation. Let the donor help us. Thank you for your kindness. I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.